And welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dennis Lenslink, and this is To Your Health, the show dedicated to helping you be a better, smarter healthcare consumer. So we are getting our show going here after a little hiatus we had, getting ready for the Higher Health Symposium. And welcome back. I got my regular cast and crew with me here today. Arlen, welcome back.
Thank you, Dennis.
Welcome back here to be here. How are things going for you?
I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger.
And tell me, how busy is a one-armed paper hanger?
Try hanging paper with one hand.
Okay. We'll do that. Brett, we may need that cricket tape for the bad jokes here.
I'll get it ready to go.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That's our illustrious quarterback of the show, Brett Farvey, in the booth over there. How is life down in Mississippi these days?
It's going all right.
It's going all right. Throwing any fumble passes or anything these days?
More interceptions?
Yeah. Okay, good. Glad to see you back here on your second. Folks, we have the career change here with Brett Farvey in the studios here with us when we do the show. So that's the guy.
He's finally doing something worthwhile with his life.
Yeah. Okay.
So the millions weren't enough.
You got to do something creative. And he heard this show and came up here. So thank you, Brett. So anyway, and Selena.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Going to have Mother's Day dinner with my mother-in-law later.
What are you going to have?
Well, we'll probably have some salmon.
Yeah?
Yep. We like that.
Sounds good. Try and be on the healthy side of life.
Exactly.
Well, we've had different people on the show, folks, trying to get back on track here. We always like to get derailed and get back on track here. We've had different providers on talking about head trauma, concussions. There was the whole thing with the NFL and sports injuries. And at AdvoCare, we talk about that. We deal with concussions, brain traumas, and different things like that. And the mixed bag out there. And through a friend of mine who did some creative writing, Connie Anderson, so I'm giving a shout out to Connie here, she told me of somebody she helped do a book edit for, Amy Zellmer. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome to be here. Amy is a brain trauma survivor, and when I heard her story, I thought it'd be very interesting to get, and we've had other people in different roles with different health problems where they came in and they talked about their journey, and I thought it'd be a good story for you, the listener, to understand what it's like to have a head trauma, and what is head trauma, and the problems that exist out there and just what the story is. And Amy, you've had quite a history since you had your fall, right? You've gone out to Washington and you've been on other radio shows, public radio, if I'm not mistaken, and TV shows. And
I've been on WCCO radio. I've been on a station out of Portland, Oregon. I've been on the some local cable access television. I just got back from Washington, D.C.
So what were you doing out in Washington?
Well, March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and so I was out there for several weeks, and I spoke to a bunch of TBI support groups. I spoke at Argosy University. I got to speak to the psychology doctorate program and kind of educate them on my experience, and hopefully that will influence some of them on, you know, going into more of a neuropsychology program.
So what's the big misconception out there?
Which one?
Well, we've got 40 some minutes. Let's take your pick here. But that's why we're having you on the show.
Mm-hmm. It's probably like how dangerous it is and how small of a hit can your head take and have that be quite dangerous.
So,
you know?
Yeah, so you could start from there or start with your story. Now, for full disclosure here, Arlen, our co-host here, had a brain injury. What was that, 4 years ago?
2009.
Yeah,
going
back
7 years. Longer.
Okay, yeah. 7 years. And it was a very similar scenario. We're in Minnesota, and both these people were walking down their driveway, and all of a sudden, I'm paraphrasing, I'll let you tell your story, both you guys, but your feet went out from underneath you, and you hit your head, right? As
yep.
far as you can kind of
yep.
are told, you know. And we had a caretaker in our building at the Southgate building had a similar event happen to him. He was one of the maintenance people. And all of a sudden, he was gone one day. And we found out that he was basically in a vegetative state.
Oh, my God.
And had to be transferred to a sister out in, I believe it was near Seattle or Portland, because he had no family here. And he just, it was one-time hit. And he was.
Did he get hurt at work?
I mean, no. It was just at his house. But
he slipped
on ice and went down. So anyway, Amy and Arlen, I'm going to let you go with Amy first, but, you know, tell us your story here. What happened? Just, you know, what's the event?
Yeah, I was walking down our driveway, which is a bit of an incline. It's not just a flat driveway. And I have an 8-pound Yorkie, and I had her in my left arm. And I don't even remember. It just happened that fast that I hit the ice, and my feet went out from under me. And I remember hearing my head make an impact. I'll hear that in the middle of the night sometimes and wake up from it. It was a horrible, horrible sound. And I just remember thinking, oh, my gosh, this is bad.
You were hearing bone hit pavement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell people, you know, to visualize what my head did, stand on the cement driveway and hold a bowling ball out in front of you and drop it. And that's basically what my head did. You know, and that's a really good visual. People, when you do that with them, they cringe.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's exactly what my head did. Because in those days immediately following, I had so many people like, it's just a concussion. Like, I don't get it. What's the big deal? You hit your head. It's just like that. So that's, I think that's where my passion comes from now, is really educating people. It's not just a concussion. Mm-hmm. A concussion is a traumatic brain injury. And, you know, I didn't know that before my injury. Mm-hmm. And so I understand where people don't really know that. And especially now with
take
kids
it seriously.
And sports. Yeah. And absolutely take it seriously. You know,
it happens to somebody else, not you. And if you happen to be a person in power, somebody at a college or high school level or the coach, and you want this player in the game, you know, you can see where the mentality of is, just shake it off. You just got hit in the head. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's no big deal.
Right.
And nobody wants to fess up. Arlen and I both played sports in our day, and you and I were both there and have had our bell rung, and that's exactly what's told to you. You know, as a practitioner, I see this a lot with patients where it's no, what I call the no blood, no foul.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bleeding. You couldn't have gotten hurt in that car accident or, you know, that sports injury.
But your brain is pretty soft, and it's sloshing around inside your
skull. Well, some of us are a little more hard-headed, you know. But
the thing is, too, you don't actually have to hit your head. Car accident, that whiplash motion, your head doesn't even have to hit something. Your brain literally sloshes into your skull and can cause a concussion.
Right, right. And that's what people don't realize. It's just a rapid acceleration, deceleration. So continue on with your story then, you know, what happened after that?
So I didn't realize that I had been unconscious, because I guess how would you know?
Right.
And I was by myself. And when I first got up, I just remember holding the back of my head. I really actually expected to see blood, but I did not. And I was like, it just was this excruciating pain in my head.
Did the dog wake you up?
And so that's how we determined that I had been unconscious, because she was probably 15 feet away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get up to go get to her leash to grab her. And she was just standing there shaking, her tail tucked under. And so that's how we determined that I had been unconscious, at least briefly. You know, we'll never know, because Pixie isn't talking. But yeah, and so I got her in the house, and I asked a neighbor to come over, because I had just moved into this building. It was brand new construction, and I knew like one neighbor. And so I asked her to come over, and she got an ice pack for me. We put it on my neck and head, and she asked me, what'd you have for dinner last night? And I was like, I don't know. Mm. Like, I was just, all I want to do is go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, who's president?
Mm.
Bill Clinton. And I knew that was the wrong answer.
This was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. and I knew it was the wrong answer, but I couldn't come up with Obama. Like,
name a president is what you were hearing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So she knew, it sounds like your neighbor was pretty knowledgeable not to let you go to sleep and to ask you questions like this.
Yeah, but then she told me I'm fine, and she left.
Oh, no.
You ultimately did get to health care. Did you go to the emergency room or what happened?
I did not go to the emergency room. I went to a chiropractic neurologist, one of my good friends.
How long was it afterwards?
About an
hour.
Yeah. Okay. I actually, you know, here's the kind of the irony in it. So, you know, I just fell down my driveway, and then I walked up it and fell again because I forgot already that it was slippery. So then I walked up.
You should have crawled.
You know, I literally walked up the snowbank next to it.
Yeah.
And got to my car. And I drove. And looking back, I shouldn't have been driving, but...
You don't know.
You don't know.
You're punch drunk, basically.
Yep. Oh, gosh, that's such a good word for it, yes.
Yeah. Arlen, what was your situation like?
Well, I just fell on the driveway. I'm not sure if I fell on the ice or some other thing, but I fell, hit my head, and I didn't know it at the time, but I must have been out for some time because there's a spot of blood on the driveway where I was. And I proceeded to walk about 50 yards to my house. But before I did that, I picked up the mail, and like everything was normal. I had a hard time walking in the door at the house, a hard time opening it. My wife saw me and said, "What happened to you?" Yeah. And so I had a little blood in my face, I guess. And but basically, I was bleeding out of my right ear.
Okay.
And she made a phone call and said, "Get him right to the hospital." And he took me to Southdale. And they proceeded to put me in an ambulance and take me down to HCMC, where I spent about 4 or 5 days in ICU.
And you think that you were out, you know, 2-3 minutes or so because of how long you were gone from the house? Your wife noticed you were gone about 5 minutes?
Yeah, I just went to get the mail. I was the lead in a play at our church, and I said, "I'll get the mail before we're
interesting
the dress rehearsal."
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So the dress rehearsal was a little harder than I thought it was.
from simple beginnings here, folks.
So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll get back to this after break here. And that, folks, we're kind of going over the story and the setup of how people get concussions, mild traumatic brain trauma, and the misnomer of the word mild. We'll get into that a little bit. And what are the steps that happen, the survival? How do you come back from it? We see a lot of this at AdvoCare clinics with whiplash and accidents. And if you're having any problems like this and not getting results, please give us a call at 952-835-6653 or email us at help@improvemyhealthtoday.com. We can take care of you at AdvoCare clinics. We'll be right back after this break. To Your Health is a weekly program dedicated to helping you become a smarter healthcare consumer, giving you the inside information on how the health delivery system works, understanding what your treatment choices are. To Your Health is brought to you by Core Products. Core Products has been providing doctor-recommended, made-in-the-USA supports, pillows, pain relief packs, and home massage therapy to patients for over 25 years. You can find more information on Core Products at coreproducts.com. That's coreproducts.com. Core Products, a proud sponsor of To Your Health.
You don't have to stay home to enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch. Tom and Jane welcome you to Milda's Cafe, where they've been cooking up family favorites since 1965. Up early? Coffee's a given, but it goes great with their Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Their lunch menu is full of home-cooked soups, chilies, and signature hot dishes. They even serve authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open 6 a.m. to 3, Monday through Friday. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
To Your Health is a weekly program dedicated to helping you be a smarter healthcare consumer, giving you the inside information on how the health delivery system works and how to get the most bang for your buck, educating you on what treatment options are out there, expanding your health IQ. To Your Health is brought to you by TrigLS.com. Trig, giving you the information and facts you need for better healthcare decisions and cost-effective choices for you and your family. TrigLS.com, proud sponsor of To Your Health.
Your busy life might make it difficult to catch all your favorite AM 950 programming. That's no longer an issue when you have the AM 950 app for your smartphone or tablet. Just go to am950radio.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of our main page, you'll find an easy-to-follow download link. You can also log into your favorite app store and search for KTNF. Download it today and check in on Minnesota's progressive voice wherever you are with the AM 950 radio app. Find more at am950radio.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering with chronic pain or has been suggested or tried treatment that is not working, make sure you aren't settling when it comes to your health. AdvoCare Clinics is an outpatient rehab and procedure clinic located in Bloomington with over 65 years of combined experience treating chronic pain, acute injuries, and other health-related problems. AdvoCare provides a unique advantage to the patient with an integrated core medical-based and holistic approach. Services include primary care, regenerative therapies for joints, physical therapy, massage therapy, same-day medical procedures, painless hemorrhoid treatment, acupuncture, and chiropractic. AdvoCare will help you budget to the dollar any costs involved. AdvoCare is a Medicare-certified outpatient rehab facility for physical therapy and rehabilitation. Let the AdvoCare team of doctors and therapists help you heal faster and feel better. For more information or answers to your health questions, please go to improvemyhealthtoday.com. That's ImproveMyHealthToday.com. And welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dennis Linslink, and this is To Your Health, the show dedicated to helping you be a better, smarter healthcare consumer. By the way, I just want to give a shout-out to some of you regular listeners out there. I've had a chance to meet some of you, and I've been getting more and more phone calls weekly at the clinic. So to all the rest of the listening audience out there, I really appreciate that. If you're having health problems and you're not getting any results, do like the rest of your listeners are, give us a call. And we're getting emails. And the longer we do the show, the more we find out we're getting a more regular listening audience. And it's just really rewarding to hear that. So just want to say a shout out to some of you people out there. And thank you very much for following us here. We are visiting with Amy Zellmer about her book and her life experience here. In your book, Amy, if I'm reading this right, it's Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury and Finding the Road Back to Normal. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So that came out of your experience with living with a head trauma and everything. And Arland, you shared your experience and how you got a head trauma too in that. So Arland, just to kind of finish up with you here, do you feel you made a good recovery, or do you still have some issues to this 7 years later?
I generally made a good recovery. I had a little bouts of vertigo for a while, infrequent. I learned how to take care of it, and it hasn't been a problem now for about a year or so. But I noticed my balance isn't as good as it was before.
Yeah.
And but otherwise, I feel like the brain is working. One thing, I got a repercussion that I can't smell anything.
To this day?
To this day. Because when I had the concussion, it severed the nerve from my nose to my brain.
But you can taste food,
I can taste food, but I can't smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get all the bad jobs around the house about changing kitty litter, et cetera. So, but I can't smell skunks on the road or the hogs. In
interesting,
the,
interesting. Yeah. Well, and from a chiropractic neurological viewpoint, what that means to me for the listeners is that the nerves that come from the nose are some of the shortest nerves in the body, and they go hardwired right into the bottom of the brain. They're called cranial nerves, so that's your smell nerves, and they actually go through like a little sieve in the bottom of the skull, if you looked at it, where the nerve kind of branches into various groupings. Kind of looks like a strainer or a colander if you looked at it. And those nerves can get stretched or torn in there. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that whether you're playing football or hockey or you hit your head, I'm going to get back to you, Amy, here. I need you to describe to the listeners the various changes that happened from your fall and the sternum and your head, and what the medical opinion was versus, say, a chiropractic osteopathic opinion on there.
Oh, yeah, we were. So when I fell, in addition to, you know, the brain injury, I also had major whiplash. I had a lot of torn muscles. I dislocated my sternum. And
describe that for the people, if you could.
The dislocated sternum?
Yeah. Because that's hard for people to buy. And
yeah, you're right. People look at me like, you can't dislocate your sternum.
And what happened to your head, too, what your head looked like. But, you know, you need to explain this to people.
Oh, yes. I had, so my sternum, you know, it's the breastbone. And it was probably pushed 2 inches to the right. And it actually took us two weeks to discover it. I kept complaining to my chiropractor that my rib was out.
I was going
to
say, your ribs, you must have felt that in your rib.
It was this low rib, and I'm pointing to it, so I'm sure that's helpful for the listeners. So this low rib kept going out, and he finally was like, okay, I need to get really personal with you, and there's something going on here. And he got in here, and he's like, yeah, you dislocate it. Yeah,
you torque the whole rib cage with the sternum. And so, folks, if you understand this, you look at your spine. Directly across from that is your breastbone, your sternum, and your ribs attached to the sternum, the top 6 or 7. Then they go back to your spine. And basically, what she did by falling and landing on her, twisting a little bit to her left elbow, she torqued the whole rib cage to the right
and
about 2 inches
and slammed it.
Yeah.
This is where I wish it was TV sometimes, because I'm like sitting here showing you how I was twisted.
Yeah. And then describe your skull.
I look back at pictures and I can see it. My face was like twisted. It was crooked.
And just the flesh. But
I had gone to a neurologist about 8 weeks after I fell, because I was still having a lot of trouble with words and aphasia.
What's that?
where you can't come up with words.
Oh, okay.
You forget words or use the
like
wrong word.
Like you and me,
well,
Selena.
Well, I just didn't know the word aphasia. Now I know it. I'll never forget.
So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I went to the neurologist, and she basically, like, dismissed me. Like, that can't happen. You know, your facial bones can't move. And I had a huge divot on the left side of my forehead, and on the right side of my head, there was this big ridge jutting out that had never been there. And you can see this divot in pictures when you look back.
Mm-hmm.
And what I went to an eye doctor at one point, and she'd been seeing me for 15 years, and her first thing she said to me was that my left eye was higher than my right eye, and she didn't recall it being like that before, which means that whole skull shifted.
How did you get it back to normal, your skull?
I eventually went...
Did you adjust your face?
No, I went to cranial sacral therapy.
Oh, gotcha.
Which my chiropractor had done some on me, but what this actual, he's a physical therapist. What he did was super light touch.
Mm-hmm.
And my chiropractor was a little more forceful with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was super light touch. And within three treatments, mm-hmm, I felt such relief.
There's for the listeners out there, there's chiropractors are trained in cranial sacral therapy. An osteopath, a lot of these techniques were all developed by either osteopaths or chiropractors. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that in the medical textbooks that doctors in this country are taught, the translation came through Latin in France. And when they translated it into English, they translated it wrong, that the skull bones were fixed and don't move. But if you go to a European textbook for the last 500 years, they all said that they had sutures and that they did move.
Mm-hmm.
So for years, since about the late 1800s, medical doctors in this country, because their textbook said the skull bones can't move. So when a chiropractor and osteopath said they did cranial work, they said, you're full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And we checked with the FCC on this.
Crap is okay.
Crap is okay. We can say that. Amy, you are cleared to say that. So anyway... So that's why a lot of doctors today, when you hit your head, you go to your primary care doctor,
mm-hmm,
they don't have a concept in that the, mm-hmm, the bones can literally shift like the plates of the earth. And basically, when you have a concussion, you're having a mini earthquake or or a volcano kind of popping up here and there.
Yes.
And
monsoons. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. But the skull bones do shift. So when you
and
do
there's 22 bones in your skull.
Yes, there are. Yes. And so when you do these cranial work, and we do that at Avacare, and I've been doing that for about 30 years now, you gently shift that back. Huge difference on headaches and migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And the jaw gets shifted. You can have all kinds of problems in there. And you'll literally look at somebody and they're... So when the person looks in the mirror, your body self-corrects to make the eyes level.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mm-hmm, it's a self-correcting mechanism because eyes have to be level to the detriment of the hearing and the ears. So when you tip the person's head so that the head is truly plumb over the body, the eyes look crooked and you can really see that then. And but people are so used to looking at themselves, they don't catch it. So it's very interesting when you run through that there.
Yep.
So you got yours corrected after a while, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about the cranial nerves earlier and how I had, when I landed, I hurt my cranial nerve and it caused my face to go numb.
Wow. We'll get right back to that point after break here. Folks, if you're having any problems like this or know of somebody that's had an injury, please give us a call at Advocare Clinics, conveniently located in Bloomington, 494 and Highway 100. 952-835-6653. This is Dr. Dennis. We'll be right back. If you or a loved one is suffering with chronic pain or has been suggested surgery by a medical professional, make sure you aren't settling when it comes to your health. Advocare Clinic is an outpatient rehab and procedure clinic located in Bloomington with over 65 years of experience treating chronic pain, acute injuries, and other health-related problems. Advocare provides a unique advantage to the patient with an integrated core medical-based and holistic approach. Treatments include regenerative therapies for joints, physical therapy, massage therapy, and same-day medical procedures, acupuncture, chiropractic, and painless hemorrhoid treatment. Advocare will help you budget to the dollar any costs involved. Advocare is a Medicare-certified outpatient rehab facility for physical therapy and rehabilitation. Let the Advocare team of doctors and therapists help you heal faster and feel better. For more information or answers to your health questions, please go to ImproveMyHealthToday.com. That's ImproveMyHealthToday.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate, here to let you know the Twin Cities Real Estate Show is back. Tune in each Sunday starting at noon to keep up with the latest news in the Twin Cities real estate market. You can also catch my business partner, Chad Vandelot, and myself as we fill you in on the most up-to-date tools, trends, and technology to give you the edge when buying or selling. Again, that's the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on this station, Sundays starting at noon.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club makes lunch easy for business people on the go. Their under 15 lunch guarantees your meal is ready in 15 minutes for under $15. On a romantic night, dine from Crooner's finest quality menu while listening to top-notch live music. Open 11 a.m. Wednesday through Friday and 4 p.m. Saturday through Tuesday. The dedicated staff at Nightingale Restaurant take pride in presenting a thoughtful and delicious approach to food and drink, whether you're visiting for dinner, happy hour, or brunch. Their focus on made-from-scratch meals using sustainable and local ingredients is likely to make Nightingale your go-to spot for inspired food and drinks. Nightingale, Lindale and 26th in Minneapolis.
To Your Health is a weekly program dedicated to helping you be a smarter healthcare consumer, giving you the inside information on how the health delivery system works and how to get the most bang for your buck, educating you on what treatment options are out there, expanding your health IQ. To Your Health is brought to you by TrigLS.com. Trig, giving you the information and facts you need for better healthcare decisions and cost-effective choices for you and your family. TrigLS.com, proud sponsor of To Your Health.
With your AM 950 forecast, I'm Peter Lee. Decreasing clouds on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but clearing out later. Highs in the upper 70s with west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear Sunday night, lows in the upper 50s. A mostly sunny Memorial Day with highs in the lower 80s. Nash Frame Design is staffed with professional framers, most with 25 years experience. Do it right the first time with the trusted experts at Nash Frame Design. Three locations, Minnetonka, Minneapolis, and St. Louis Park. More information can be found at nashframe.com.
Baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. And welcome back, folks. Dr. Dennis Linslank here from Advocare Clinics. If you're just joining us or you're staying with us here, we're visiting with Amy Zellmer about her trials and tribulations and going through a traumatic brain injury. And her book that she wrote, Living or Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal. So when did you fall again?
February of 2014.
Okay.
So 2 years ago.
I asked Arlen this year, are you back to what you would consider normal?
I'm not 100%, no.
No. How much are you if you had to throw a percent on it?
80%.
80?
And I would say that has come in the last 6 months. Up until 6 months ago, I would not have said that.
Yeah. Okay. So we're getting back to talking about the cranium and that before break there and the shift on there. And people not realizing it, what was the response from the medical community about your injury? I mean, what was it that didn't happen that should have, looking back? Or, you know, what are your opinions on this?
How long do we have? you know, I think what was most frustrating was when I actually went to the neurologist. I was sent there because I was still having lots of aphasia, word problems. The cognitive speed was really slow. It would take me a long time to say a sentence. And she was more concerned with my whiplash, the neurologist. She wanted to treat the whiplash. And I was begging. I'm like, I need like cognitive therapy or some sort of therapy. Like my memory is gone.
Your brain just wasn't working.
Yeah.
And, it did before.
And she really kind of blew me off in that realm. And when I went in at about 10 months for a follow-up, she's like, well, let's just wait a little bit longer, see how it heals. And then she did send me to the cranial sacral therapist, so that was a good thing she did for me. But then I went back again at about 15 months, and again, I'm begging for some help because the short-term memory, the word problems, the cognitive processing, I was having lots of spatial reasoning problems. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't use my microwave. I didn't know what buttons to push. And then she told me it was after a year, so it was probably the best I was ever going to get. So it was really frustrating to be in that circle with her.
They kind of have the clock running, and after a year, you're chronic, and now what the hell do we do with you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she had been asking prior
to
the year.
I was begging.
So. Yeah. So, no, the chiropractor you're seeing, if I remember right, was Dr. Fred Clary.
Yes.
And I know Fred from weightlifting days and whatnot.
Yes.
But anyway, you were seeing him through the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Supportive? How did that? And he was treating both the neurological aspect plus the whiplash aspect, too, I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
that was taken care of pretty well.
Yes. It took a good year to get the whiplash under control.
Yeah.
I've never had whiplash before, and I was married to a chiropractor for 6 years. So I've always kind of known about the anomaly of whiplash, mm-hmm. and having been through it, it is just crap. Because I know I can say that word.
Yeah. it's interesting because we see whiplash people getting car accidents, and the insurance companies today, within 4 to 8 weeks, 12 weeks, are cutting claims off because they're saying, well, you should be done with this. And there's just no way that happens. And then depending on the size of the impact, I just had a new young lady come in the other day. She was in a car accident February 3rd. The PT she was seeing was cutting her off of care within 6 weeks, saying, well, you know, your symptoms are doing better, but she's still having the headaches. But they were looking at it just from a pain management, and they're not dealing with the cognitive.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she got slammed really hard in a rear-end accident, and these things take months.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I actually, at about 10 months, 8 to 10 months, somewhere in there, my symptoms actually got worse, and I had more symptoms kind of pop up. Which actually
that's not
really,
shocking to me. Dr. Janice can explain why.
Right, and it was really frightening because I'm like, oh my god, what? Like, there's more wrong with me. You know, well,
it's a chemical buildup. It's a chemistry change in the brain. The neurotransmitters literally deplete, and then there's an adrenal response, and then there's the endorphins from the pain response, and it's all kind of coming to fruition where the roads meet at about 6 to 9 months, and you just kind of bottom out. Did anybody do an MRI on you down the road, or a PET or a SPECT scan to check your brain?
When I first went to neurology at 8 weeks, we did a MRI.
And they were looking for the brain bleed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it came back clean. And when I went back again, like I said, at about 10 months, she did explain to me, well, there can be those micro tears in your brain,
yep.
and those don't show up in imaging, but you know, they can still cause problems.
Yep. At least she acknowledged that.
She did acknowledge it, and that I thought that was a big step with her.
See what happens, folks, when you have a concussion like this, you put micro, it's like taking a bowl of Jell-O and quickly rotating it, and then rotate it back real quick. And about an inch or two in from the outside of the bowl, the Jell-O will tear. Mm-hmm. Because of the speed, because the outside of the bowl moves at a different rate than the inside of the bowl. So it's called axonal shear. And that's really what happens in concussions.
Yeah.
You stretch the daylights out of the brain material, and it's kind of like, you know, Jell-O. But they didn't offer any. See, Dr. Amon, there's different doctors out there who do different scans, SPECT, PET scans. They tend to use them for tumors. But it shows up brain damage or lack of function. But nobody offered that. And see, that's really what they should be
mm-hmm.
doing, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You found that on your own afterwards?
Yeah. In hindsight's 2020, but I was so dazed and confused in that first 10 to 12 months that when I look back, it's like, gosh, I wish I would have said this or that or had an advocate with me because
I
live alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Pixie's not going to really.
She's not a good advocate.
Doesn't have this opposable thumb.
Good companion, but not a good advocate.
Exactly.
The stats here, it's kind of I want to bring up the stats, but then also they'll call it many times MTBI, mild traumatic brain injury. You want to address that phrase for me?
So the categories are mild, moderate, and severe.
Yeah.
And they're just medical terms, and all mild, moderate, severe means is loss of consciousness, basically, and cognitive impairment. So a mild TBI means you are unconscious for less than 30 minutes.
Oh.
Moderate.
Not 1 minute. Not 30 seconds. Not 1 minute.
30 minutes.
Less than 30 minutes.
Okay. Let's be clear. I just want to make sure people
heard that.
Yeah.
That's mild.
And severe would mean that you had been in a coma.
Okay.
However, people hear mild traumatic brain injury or concussion. Concussion is considered a mild traumatic brain injury. They don't understand. So they're like, oh, mild. Your mm-hmm. symptoms are mild. But the symptoms have nothing to do with those terms. You can have a mild TBI but have severe symptoms, very serious symptoms.
Like Arlen, you could be bleeding from the brain. You could have loss of consciousness and brain swelling, have to yeah. be induced into a coma to survive. Yeah. But you still have a mild traumatic brain injury because you were only out for 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And HCMC right now is doing a big study, and they're trying to get rid of those terms, which right. I applaud them for that because they're very, very confusing.
It's kind of like a mild pregnancy.
Yeah, you're just a little
pregnant. You're just a little pregnant there, lady. I mean, you know, in 9 months you're going to have quadruplets, but you're just a mild pregnancy, yeah. you know?
Yeah. And another point I want to also really make is that in any sort of brain injury, whether it's a concussion or a severe brain injury, it's permanent. Brain injuries, the damage is permanent, and your brain rewires itself and recircuits itself and learns how to do things over again. But that damage is still there.
Just like a stroke.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's where those secondary, you know, especially with kids in sports, that's where those secondary or third hits can really cause major problems later in life.
Luckily, it didn't affect Arlen or mine's good looks, though. That's, you know, all those sports injuries we had back there, Arlen. Arlen's waving his hand at me going, I don't know so much about that, Dennis.
Yeah, I think the jury's out on that one.
Oh, okay, okay. Luckily, you and I have faces for radio.
That's
you
know, right.
Right? All right, okay, so.
Yeah, I have a friend who's actually hit in the head with a basketball, and she wasn't even playing. She was just close by where they were warming up and practicing. And, yeah, she has some definite aphasia problems for sure.
Well, one of the biggest studies ever done was on soccer players from Central and South America after Pelé's big days in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And they have more information and data down there on the repeat head trauma from heading a ball, mm-hmm. a soccer ball, because of the density of how much pounds of air are in the ball. And it's those repeat headers that they have more atrophy to the brain than the standard population at a significant level. So,
because it's repetitive.
It's repetitive, yeah. So people were, there was a guy in Minnesota a few years back that was trying to build a basically it looked like a sweatband, but it was a pad, mm-hmm. a helmet for soccer players that had a little foam in it or gel that would absorb the blow. And he just got so much blowback from the sports league and everybody else. No one wanted it, you know. And you're seeing that with the football. It's like change is so damn hard, but you got to do it.
Well, in the case of soccer, I read that the pros were saying kids should not be doing
it. Shouldn't be doing it. They really should.
Kids should not do it. In fact, the pros, even they are very careful about exactly what part of their head that they use.
They might have right? to. They might have to do more of a shoulder thing. You know, move it just as people evolve and the knowledge comes out there. The stats here: approximately 2.5 million people. Do you know these stats offhand, Rick?
I know a lot of them.
Okay, this is kind of staggering. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, approximately 2.5 million people in the U.S. suffer from a traumatic brain injury each year. 52,000 people die each year. 85,000 people suffer long-term disabilities. In the U.S., more than 5.3 million people live with disabilities. But the other stat was the leading causes of death. Or mm-hmm. you know, can you get into those?
Mm-hmm. In traumatic brain injury is the leading cause of death ages 1 to 44 in the United States, and it's third overall for all age groups behind heart disease and cancer.
Wow, interesting stats. Well, let's get more into these stats after break here. Folks, if you're having any problems like this, back injuries or anything like that, and you're not getting results, give us a call at Advocare Clinics, 952-835-6653. This is the kind of stuff we specialize in with our integrated approach, medical, physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, and good referrals out to people who can find and help diagnose these things. Again, 952-835-6653. We'll be right back. If you or a loved one is suffering with chronic pain or has been suggested surgery by a medical professional, make sure you aren't settling when it comes to your health. AdvoCare Clinic is an outpatient rehab and procedure clinic located in Bloomington with over 65 years of experience treating chronic pain, acute injuries, and other health-related problems. AdvoCare provides a unique advantage to the patient with an integrated core medical-based and holistic approach. Treatments include regenerative therapies for joints, physical therapy, massage therapy, and same-day medical procedures, acupuncture, chiropractic, and painless hemorrhoid treatment. AdvoCare will help you budget to the dollar any costs involved. AdvoCare is a Medicare-certified outpatient rehab facility for physical therapy and rehabilitation. Let the AdvoCare team of doctors and therapists help you heal faster and feel better. Contact AdvoCare at 952-835-6653 or email your questions to help@improvemyhealthtoday.com. To Your Health is a weekly program dedicated to helping you become a smarter healthcare consumer, giving you the inside information on how the health delivery system works, understanding what your treatment choices are. To Your Health is brought to you by Core Products. Core Products has been providing doctor-recommended, made-in-the-USA supports, pillows, pain relief packs, and home massage therapy to patients for over 25 years. You can find more information on Core Products at coreproducts.com. That's coreproducts.com. Core Products, a proud sponsor of To Your Health. If you or a loved one is suffering with chronic pain or has been suggested or tried treatment that is not working, make sure you aren't settling when it comes to your health. AdvoCare Clinics is an outpatient rehab and procedure clinic located in Bloomington with over 65 years of combined experience treating chronic pain, acute injuries, and other health-related problems. AdvoCare provides a unique advantage to the patient with an integrated core medical-based and holistic approach. Services include primary care, regenerative therapies for joints, physical therapy, massage therapy, same-day medical procedures, painless hemorrhoid treatment, acupuncture, and chiropractic. AdvoCare will help you budget to the dollar any costs involved. AdvoCare is a Medicare-certified outpatient rehab facility for physical therapy and rehabilitation. Let the AdvoCare team of doctors and therapists help you heal faster and feel better. For more information or answers to your health questions, please go to ImproveMyHealthToday.com. That's ImproveMyHealthToday.com.
Warner Stelling is offering some very memorable savings through May 31st on top brand appliances. Save 10% on all Bosch and KitchenAid dishwashers, then save more with free professional installation. Need to save on a new laundry pair? Warner Stelling has Maytag pairs for $379 each and Samsung front-load pairs for $549 each. And how about kitchen packages? I'm not sure how many, but I can't count that high. And they're all on sale. Go to WarnerStelling.com for more ways to save through May 31st at all 9 Minnesota Warner Stellion stores.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaysha from Nightingale. Since 2012, my wife, Chef Carrie McCabe-Johnson, and I have built a special eclectic gathering place at Lindale & 26 in Minneapolis. Nightingale's focus is on offering inventive, seasonal, local, and sustainable dishes, thoughtfully crafted cocktail, wine, beer, and spirit lists, welcoming hospitality, and a cozy, fun atmosphere. Enjoy Nightingale's full menu 7 days a week from 4 p.m. until 1 a.m. Weekend brunch starts at 10 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Find more at nightingalempls.com.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, altered states.
So how do you feel about altered states?
Oh, I'm in favor. California should be split in two. Delaware and Maryland should be.
I mean states you get through meditation, marijuana, peyote, and stuff like that.
Oh, blissful meditation, great idea. Alcoholic days, bad idea. Cannabis and peyote highs, somewhere in between.
Well, do you think social policy should reflect that?
Altered states, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, Sundays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on AM 950.
To Your Health is a weekly program dedicated to helping you become a smarter healthcare consumer, giving you the inside information on how the health delivery system works, understanding what your treatment choices are. To Your Health is brought to you by Core Products. Core Products has been providing doctor-recommended, made-in-the-USA supports, pillows, pain relief packs, and home massage therapy to patients for over 25 years. You can find more information on Core Products at coreproducts.com. That's coreproducts.com. Core Products, a proud sponsor of To Your Health. And welcome back, folks. Dr. Dennis here from AdvoCare Clinics. If you've been following our discussion today, we've been visiting with Amy Zellmer about her journey back, the road to normal, about having a mild traumatic brain injury, and the misnomer of the term mild in that phrase. Amy, in the last segment here, I just wanted to have you kind of open up these stats here again. It's the number one leading cause of death, ages 1 to 44.
Yes.
head trauma or the concussion or what's in that?
Just traumatic brain injury.
Traumatic brain injury.
That's what it encompasses at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whether it's from a car accident, slipping on the ice or whatever. Okay. And then what are some of the other stats that are kind of staggering?
Every 13 seconds, someone suffers a TBI. And that's in the United States.
Just the U.S. alone.
That's just the U.S. And, you know, since I've started advocating and I created an online community, I mean, I have people from all over the world that are part of this group. And, I mean, a TBI doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care where you live, your ethnicity, how much money you make. It can happen to anyone. I mean, you know, like, I fell on the ice. It was that fast. You know, kids in sports, people falling off a ladder, car accidents, slips and falls are leading, and then motor vehicle accidents are number two.
They talk about for people north of 60 or 65, the leading cause of death is slipping on throw rugs.
Mm-hmm. Really?
We're in the bathroom.
We were doing a seminar on this, and what the deal is that everybody has a throw rug around the kitchen sink or something. They have a lot of these hardwood floors, and the darn thing slips out. So the person goes down. They then have the hip or back injury or the concussion, break the hip, and then they get pneumonia and die in convalescent and recovery. But it's never attributed to that, and they can't tell them that you can't use pneumonia as the cause of death anymore. Dying of old age, you can't die from old age anymore. They took it off the reasoning.
Cause.
So it's got to be another cause. So they'll have complications due to the thrombosis or this and that. So it gets lost in the statistics. But when they really broke it down, what people fell from was the darn throw rugs.
Yeah.
You know. And so what were you doing in Washington?
So I was out there for Ranger Awareness Month, and then March 16th was...
Just this past March?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then March 16th was Brain Injury Awareness Day at the Capitol. And so they have...
State Capitol or Washington?
Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so they have a wonderful, like, a vendor fair, and then they do a briefing with what's new in concussion research, and then they have a lovely reception. It's a really long day. It's very exhausting. And this year, the Metro got shut down. So
yes,
that made
it
interesting to get into D.C.
So... What prompted the book? The book is really an extension of articles that you started writing for the Huffington Post, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So your life has taken a new meaning and direction, right?
Yes.
And, you know, let's tell people what's going on there, but also the feedback you've been getting from other people that are dealing with this in silence, and now you've kind of become the lightning rod to give it a voice?
Yeah. So at about it was actually at my 1 year mark, I wrote a personal blog on my own blog, and I just really laid it out there that I was going through, because people just, I don't know if it's that they didn't believe me or that they didn't want to believe that this could happen. I don't quite know what it was, but I was just, getting a lot of resistance from people.
Nobody wants to believe it, number one, I think. And number two, no blood, no foul.
Yes.
I
was walking, I was talking.
Yep. Yep.
And so a friend suggested I submit this piece to the Huffington Post, and I was skeptical. I'm like, what do they care? And so I submitted it, and I heard back from Arianna Huffington within about 2 hours, and she's like, yes, we'd love to have this. And so that opened a door for me. It gave me an outlet to get in front of millions of people, and I started getting... I mean, within minutes of that post going, it went viral. I mean, it was like I watched the likes go 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. I started getting messages, emails.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah,
that's
it
super
was
cool. You know?
It was like, wait a minute, this is my
People
story.
Need information.
it was overwhelming. But I started getting messages, emails, tweets from people saying, thank you. You put into words what I couldn't articulate. I've shared this with my friends and family. So that told me there was a need for this out there. So I continued writing about it. And then I met Connie, who you mentioned earlier,
right.
Connie Anderson, and she had me join a women's writing group. And I was watching Sex and the City. And if you remember, Carrie Bradshaw wrote a column for the New York Times. And she was approached by a publisher to turn her column into a book. And that's when I went, ding, ding. Oh, my gosh. I have like 15 pieces that I've written. Mm-hmm. And Connie helped me turn it into a book.
So if people want this book or read your articles, you know, kind of lay out how they can get in touch with you or find you this information if they're looking for this for themselves or others. Where is this all at and how can they find it?
So I have a website called facesoftbi.com. And under the resources page, you can find my Huffington Post links. My book is on there. My book's on Amazon. And then on Facebook, I have a private group called the TBI Tribe. And it's up to almost 4,000 members, mostly survivors, some caregivers, some loved ones.
Why did you choose Tribe? I want you to tell everybody why.
Because Tribe is... It feels like, it was the articulation of the T's, but tribe is like,
alliteration,
that's the word, thank you. But the tribe is a family, you know, it's a group of people that have a commonality, so that's why I chose the tribe.
Good. Give the name of the book again, if they're looking for it on Amazon or somewhere.
Yep, it's called Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal.
Okay, and it's your compilation of articles that are in the Huffington Post. And are you still contributing? Now,
yes.
If they want your blog, where do they find that at?
Facesoftbi.com, and then they can click through, or they can search right on Huffington Post. They can search Amy Zellmer and find it.
Okay. Any other events or programs coming up in the near future for you?
I'm doing a lot of speaking at Rotary groups here in the cities.
So if a Rotary or somebody listening is interested in getting you to talk, where can they contact you at?
It's amyzellmertbi@gmail.com.
And how do you spell the last name?
Z like zebra, E-L-L-M like Mary, E-R.
It's A-M-Y.
A-M-Y.
A-M-Y, okay. Any closing thoughts here on traumatic brain injury? What does the medical community and the world need to look at differently?
You know, a bump on the head needs to be taken more seriously. You know, fall down the stairs, trip in your driveway, whatever. If you're having any alteration, if you're having memory problems, word problems, if you're dizzy, if you have headaches, any little symptom like that, you need to get checked out. And don't take no for an answer from a doctor.
And don't take the shortcomings of the managed care plans trying to kick you out the door quick.
Right,
you got to be your own advocate.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming in, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
Well, folks, we're always trying to give you new information, how to take care of yourself better. Use other people's life experiences to extend yours and come away with better takeaway material. If you need any help with problems like this, diagnostics, testing to see if you are having problems that just aren't getting answers, again, reach out to AdvoCare Clinics. The phone number, 952-835-6653, 952-835-6653, or you can email me at help@improvemyhealthtoday.com. This is Dr. Dennis Lenslink from AdvoCare Clinics. We'll see you next time. Even if that-